and wind turbine generators, end quote. The Coleman's project is expected to bring port upgrades. The construction of the Empire Wind Project is scheduled to begin in 2022 and expected to enter commercial operation in December 2024, according to the governor's office. Read the full story at RavinaNews.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council Legal Committee is taking public comment on three proposed local laws. Drafts of all three are available at cityofhudson.org. The first law under consideration regulates short-term rentals and would require a property owner to acquire a license from the city to operate one, among other requirements. Existing rentals would be grandfathered into the new regulation. The second and third proposed laws concern sidewalks. The first calls for changing the city charter to ensure that sidewalks are in good repair and clear of snow, ice, and other obstructions. The law also allows the city to repair deficient sidewalks if the homeowner fails to do so. The second sidewalk proposal creates sidewalk improvement districts in the city. Under this plan, the areas outlined for improvement would be mapped out, and the Public Works Committee would recommend a budget and schedule sidewalk construction or repair as part of the city budget. Written comments can be submitted to councilpres at cityofhudson.org. The Legal Committee will discuss all three measures at 6:15 p.m. July 24th at Hudson City Hall, 520 Warren Street. You can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting Valencia-based Tierra Farm has acquired Señor Sabor, a Pennsylvania-based organic spice company. Purchase will allow the fruit and nut wholesaler to introduce new spice blends to their products. Tierra also acquired Power of Three, a protein seed blend company, in February. The company is now expanding to sell 8 to 10 new seasoning blends, as well as Power of Three products for use in salads and smoothies. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny and hot Sunday. There's a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, but it should be mostly sunny most of the day with the highs in the low 90s and a heat index feeling in the high 90s. Sunday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 67. Then there's a 70% chance of rain on Monday with a high of just 76 degrees. Showers are also likely on Monday night with a low around 62. Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mostly before 2 p.m. Then it's mostly cloudy with a high of 72 and a low around 56. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Tune to WGXC Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, serving Greene and Columbia counties. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 9 minutes past noon. Music for the Masses is up next at 1 p.m. with your host, Neva Wortel, at 90.7 FM on your radio dial, wavefarm.org/listen, and on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. You can catch up on us at twitter.com/WGXC. You can also get in touch with us at info@WGXC.org. A few days after the Jazz Disturbance, I do post my playlist at facebook.com/CKDisturbance. All one word. The listener line into our Hudson studio is area code 518-828-0290. We'll be right back.
One day ago I was looking through a gallery, and staring at me was a skull LP. That LP says, come on, come and buy me. Come on now, come and listen to me. So I went right home and played it all day long. Now I've got a tune I can finally dance to. You'll see, you'll see, you'll see. Never ever turn me over.
We'll be right back. spinning. Gas winning. Hold on. You're on. You're on.
Thank you. Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill.
Thank you.
And you are in tune to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 15 minutes before 1 o'clock. And you know what's coming up at 1 o'clock, Music for the Masses and your host, Neva Wortel. She'll be joined in the studio by special guest Sylvain LaRue, one of the world's notable masters of the tambin, or fula flute, of the Fulani people of Guinea, West Africa. So tune in from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. today, Music for the Masses with your host, Neva Wortel, here at WGXC. All right, let's talk about what we have heard. Remixed and made funky by King Britt. We heard Hare Krishna, originally done by clarinetist Tony Scott. This is on that great compilation, Verve Remix. This is the first one that we heard from, and it was released in, 2002 on the Verve Music Group. Woohoo! Before that, from the late 60s, we heard from Tony Scott, the clarinetist, Shinichi Yuzi on Koto, and Hosan Yamamoto on Shakuhachi. This release, considered one of the, if not the first, recordings of meditative music. It's called Music for Zen Meditation and Other Joys, under the name of Tony Scott. The release is on Verve, again, from the late 60s, Music for Zen Meditation. Backing up, we heard from Stephen Mikus from his new ECM release, White Night, and we heard The Forest. Let's see, and before that, we heard from, here it is. From drummer and composer Sean Noonan and his harmelodic jazz rock ensemble Peavis Dance, or is that Pavis Dance? We heard the tune Turn Me Over from the release on Rare Noise called Tin Man's Hat. And we started things off in 1955 with trumpeter Kenny Dorham from the release Afro-Cuban. On Blue Note Records, we heard Aphrodisia, and that's Aphrodisia with an I, as in Aphrodisia. Woo! And as I had mentioned earlier, on Wednesday, July 17th, that was the death date, the 60th anniversary death date of vocalist Billie Holiday. Well, coincidentally, it's also the anniversary death date of saxophonist John Coltrane. He passed in 1967. So what we'll do is we'll play this tune called The Promise by John Coltrane, taken from the release on Impulse Records, 1963, New Directions.
We'll be right back.
And though that was not John Coltrane, that was Scott Robinson, the tenor saxophonist from his release Tenor More. And we heard Tenor 11. Helen Sung on piano, Dennis Mackerel on drums, and Martin Wind on bass. In the background, we have band director Pete McGinnis with his jazz orchestra. The release on Summit Records is called Along for the Ride, and we're hearing Old Roads. That's going to do it here for the Jazz Disturbance. I am back in 2 weeks. Ugh. I think the temperature will break by then. But folks, it's always a wild ride here at WGXC. Neva will be the one to tell you. In fact, she's in seconds for her interview with Sylvain Leroux. So stay tuned for all of that. Ciao for now, folks.